This is Vatican Radio. Pope Francis on Wednesday met the Oscar-winning movie director Martin Scorsese, whose latest film, Silence, recounts the persecution of a group of Jesuit missionaries in 17th century Japan. In an interview with Vatican Media, Scorsese spoke to us about his latest movie project, his past films, his life growing up in the noisy slums of New York, and why he now values silence so much. He was interviewed by Vatican Radio's Sean Patrick Lovett.
I'm listening to you talk about the process, the whole filmmaking process, as a pilgrimage. That's what you called it.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, what a great metaphor for life itself.
Yes.
You spoke about the things that went wrong and the things you wanted to do and couldn't do. How does the whole filmmaking process in your own mind and experience fit in with your life, as Martin Scorsese, your creative pilgrimage and your life's pilgrimage?
Well, I think in terms of the actual making of a film, it does take over your life. I always admire people who can have a personal life, a family life at the same time. I don't know how they're able to do it. In the past 17 years or so, 18 years, that's changed with me, luckily. Yet, this particular project did interrupt the family life. There were some health issues. We had to stop. We lost some actors, revved up again a year later. And so in that process of trying to make the film, getting geared up to do it, casting it, and then falling apart again, going to make another film, come back, continue on that process, it became not something that was obstinate because you wanted to make it, but it had to be made. And as one person put it to me, he said, in God's time. It just wasn't the time. And so now all the hardships of making the picture, and there were a lot, they were all hard to make, but this was especially. And what was interesting is once I understood the conditions, because I'm a very urban person. I'm allergic to everything in the country. I have terrible asthma. And so I'm very good at complaining about everything. And I think that's part of the process of making the film too. But here, there's no complaint because there was no other way to do it. So if you're in the middle of the mountains in Taipei, outside of Taipei, and you have to drive an hour and a half there, and then they take you out, put you in a jeep, that take you up some bouncing road, and your back hurts, you're getting older, then you get out of that, and you get into another vehicle, I don't even know what it is, and it was noisy and loud and bouncing, and then you get out of that, and you have to walk through this mud, which was over your ankles. For me, as a New Yorker, to be stuck in this mud, and I have a tendency to jump up after a take and go run to the actor. Well, I couldn't. My legs were stuck. So my leg would come out of the boot. Then I get sort of like, so all of these things, normally, here it was part of the process.
I work for radio, primarily. Silence is not something we associate with radio.
No, because you change the station.
and in the world in which we live, which is a cacophony of noise and confusion, does silence make sense? Where do you go to find silence? And what do you hear in that silence when you do find it?
Well, I grew up in tenements, or you call the slums, I guess, and there was no silence. The only silence was in the Catholic St. Patrick's Old Cathedral. It was quiet in there, and I'd be in there a lot. But I grew up with the symphony around me of laughter, arguing, fighting, music of all kinds coming from windows and stores, horns, cars, also the cries of the vendors, men who would come around and in Italian and shout for people to bring down their knives so you can sharpen the knives. And it was almost like 19th century, a 19th century village in a way where we were on Elizabeth Street. And so for me, that cacophony of noise, unlike today though, not television sounds, and that cacophony, different music, all kinds of music, people speaking, different languages. For me, that's how I grew up, and that's how I saw the world. That's how I interpreted the world. So my films are filled with that. They just are, and they get somewhat frenetic that way, there's no doubt. But over the years, the quiet is what I've been trying to be able to achieve a kind of serenity. At first, I was frightened of it. I was frightened of the aloneness and the quiet. There was a big change when I went to Jerusalem in 1983 to try to get the locations for The Last Temptation of Christ. And being around the holy city and visiting certain sites made a big change in my life. Music is very important to me, so music was on all the time. But there, something happened in Jerusalem, in the Church of Golgotha. Afterwards, there was a peace and a serenity that hit me. Ultimately, it's been reaching towards silence. I always said, after finishing Raging Bull, there was an interview going on. I said, no, we have to learn how just to be in a room by ourselves with nothing. I said, if you can do that, that would be amazing. And so eventually it led to a number of films, the George Harrison film, the Bob Dylan. And the Harrison one is where I started with meditation. And that has helped. There's a room I have in my house which is soundproof. And I go in there. And I find myself just sometimes with no sound. And there is sound. Silence has a sound. No, silence is very important. Also for a person who talks a lot, me, silence is also on this picture. Finding what the silence sounds like. And we did, I think. I don't know if we succeeded in the film, but there's something about the nature of the atmosphere of a room, the atmosphere of a village street, and particularly the landscape, finding yourself on the top of a mountain. We'd hear the sounds. These birds were amazing. The frogs were amazing. So all of this became the track of the film. There's no music.
And that was the American movie director Martin Scorsese, interviewed by Sean Patrick Lovett.